I'm Dr. Sarine Sumner, and I'm an evolutionary biologist at the University of Bristol.
And I'm Dr. Natalie Petrelli. I'm a conservation biologist at the Zoological Society of London.
So what's being done to challenge the gender stereotype regarding careers in science?
UK universities are actually being quite proactive in how they are challenging the gender stereotypes that we currently see in our working environment in science. So a good example is the Athena Swan scheme, which university departments are asked to examine their gender inequalities and to come up with a kind of hit list of how they can make the culture much more pleasant and much more equal in all aspects of diversity. So this is great, and it is really taking from the academic grassroots, it's taking a change to the universities. But what we're trying to do with Soapbox Science is take a much more grassroots approach.
So challenging the gender stereotype can be done at multiple levels. There are, for example, many women that are going in UK schools everywhere to try to show that to the students and the kids that a scientist can also be a woman. But ultimately, it's also about convincing the people that do not interact with scientists, that do not want to visit a science exhibition or a science fair. And I think the key point here is to try to engage those people that aren't being talked to by scientists, by really showing that scientists are approachable, they are not systematically boring, they are not systematically nerdy, and you can never predict how a scientist will look like.
So why is it important that the public stay informed about the work going on in science?
So ultimately, UK science is broadly funded by the taxpayer. So that's you guys out there, the public. And it's therefore only fair that the public know how their money is being spent and that they are convinced that it's being spent in the right way. So to take a step back from that, though, we really want to know, what is science for? And science is what makes society tick. It gives us a good quality of life, be it in healthcare or in technology or in simple leisure activities. And scientists around the country are working hard on all aspects of cutting edge fields of physics, chemistry, biology, engineering and maths to try and bring us a better quality of life.
Science, basically, is what make our life simpler, healthier and more happy. If you think about all that technology that keeps on moving on the way we do things and the efficiency by which we are doing it, that's all science. If you think about health and curing disease and trying to know whether you should exercise more or less, eat, drink, do that, that's also science. So it helps us take decisions on our day-to-day lives. You don't need to be a scientist to be interested in science or, indeed, to do science, and that's really the message we want to bring home.
And how did you guys get into science?
Well, it goes back an awful long way. When I was a child, I grew up in rural Wales, and I used to spend a lot of time romping around the woods or on the seashore, and I became fascinated by the natural world, and I had a real craving to understand it better and to know more about it. And then a very simple thing, my dad gave me a bird book when I was 10 years old, and I became a bird watcher, and it's kind of just escalated from there, and I still remain today fascinated by the natural world.
So when I was a kid, I wasn't exactly an easy kid. I love to run around. I love to explore. I love to meet new people, understand things. I was always quite curious. I was quite bold and really bad-minded from time to time. I loved to just do what I wanted to do and take responsibility for my failure as well as for my successes. And so science came naturally to me. Actually, no one in my family was going to university, so no one knew that you could be a scientist, and neither did I. But it's really by mistake, by chance, how you want to see it, that I came into that profession, and I've never regretted it.
And what can people expect from the sixth year of Soapbox Science events?
Yeah, we're really excited about this. This is the sixth year of Soapbox Science. We have 13 events around the UK, and we have events as far north as Edinburgh, as far south as Exeter. We have events in Manchester, Hull, Newcastle, Oxford, pretty much any major city near you. There should be a Soapbox Science event taking place. And we expect to have about 150 female scientists from around the UK taking to a street near you.
So I expect to be surprised, to be puzzled, to be amazed, because they are going to come to get your attention. Should they use their scary story of what they have been doing in science recently? Should they use some really surprising props? We have, for example, at one event, we have a life-size cow coming up. So props, surprise, games, they will use any kind of subterfuge to get your attention and get you inspired. So expect to be inspired.
And finally, where can people go for more information?
To find out more about Soapbox, you can visit our website at soapboxscience.org, or you can follow us on Twitter at Soapbox, or of course, you can visit us on our Facebook page.
And so if you visit our website, you'll find all the information about where we are, when we are, who is talking and what they are talking about. And we can guarantee that we will have something to pique your attention that's happening just nearby you.
Ladies, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much.